Good morning. While I was reading this passage throughout the week and prepared the message for today, one image was the calling of my mom from the home while I was in playground. It kept coming back and again and again. And after school, usually I go to the playground, and after I finish the school, and I gather up my friends in the neighborhood. We play the games in the playground. One afternoon, it said, my mom, when she was ready to serve the meal, she opened up the door and, come, run, dinner is ready, dinner is ready, come, come. And then somehow I was so deaf to hear what she was saying because I was so into my Barbie doll. And I play with my Barbie doll and with my friend. I was not able to hear. And then later on, my mom said, Sonny! Dinner is ready! Dinner is ready! And she was screaming that out from her guts. Still, so I was so into the game, I was not able to hear. And then my friend is poking me. Hey, Sonny, your mommy is calling. Go back to your home and have a dinner. Otherwise, you're going to be in trouble. Dinner is ready. Until he said, my friend is poking me. Somehow, I was not able to get to pay attention to my mom's calling. That is one of the problems I had usually. Whenever I am focused on one thing, I cannot hear anything. I cannot sense anything. I am very monofocused person. When I was reading a book, until my mom opened the door of my office or my study room, poke me, go to bed, go to bed. Oftentimes, I do not sense the time. And also in the office is the same way. When I was so into something, Donna needed to come to my desk and tapping me, Sonny, it's time for something. That is my thing in here. Many of us are so busy and so focused on certain things, not hearing God calling for the dinner table when he was ready to serve. Isaiah, today, he talks about this dinner table invitation. For you and being on the same page, I would like to have you and I to read the first one and two of the book of Isaiah, chapter 55. Let's read the verse 1 and 2 together. If you're going to use a Bible, open up the Bible in the middle and go a little bit farther on the right-hand side. When you open up the middle, you're going to see Psalm something. And then if you go on to the right-hand side a little bit farther, you're going to have a book Isaiah. And look for book of Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1 through 9. But right now, so we're going to be reading verse 1 and 2. Let us read it together. Ready? Go. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who... Come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen to me, and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest fare. Of course, God is not talking about physical food we are taking every day and each meal. But God is offering the spiritual food in here. God is offering to fill the empty hearts and souls of the people. And this spiritual food is freely given to you and me, and it will satisfy us. And also, He promised that we will delight in riches of it. When we receive the good food, we do satisfy. One of the things I am not good at, one of the many things I am not good at, I guess, is cooking, doing the kitchen ministry. Usually every day when son gets home from the work, soon he opens up the door. He said, honey, I'm home, I'm hungry. I do not satisfy that hunger right away, the mood in the house might be changed. It happened last night, unfortunately. And somehow I have no cooking skills to fill it in. And then I was wondering how to maintain the peace in the house with the little bit of cooking skill I have. I excuse myself as much as I can from him because I know that I am not capable of satisfying him fully. Since this Lenten season, he gave up fried chicken. And fried chicken is a savior in Aunt's family. And when we are fasting for the fried chicken for Lent, you know, we have a little bit tiptoeing process every day. Make sure that his hunger will be satisfied with something. Last night, his hunger was satisfied with a bowl of noodles, the ramen, so-called. And that was a good gift from the Lord and through the human wisdom who can create a good food somewhat instantly right there. However, for me, it is not my good gift to serve in a provided some good food out of the kitchen laboratory every day. It is a challenge. However, I am gifted in opening up the door, clean house, and then invite everybody in it. I love to open up the house and clean up the house and invite everyone. One of the good things about Song is he is really gifted with the food. And when I open up the house, he's the one who provides the food and be creative in providing the food. And this coming Tuesday, United Methodist women will be invited, all women in the church invited to the parsonage at 6 o'clock. What I'm going to be doing, clean up the house, open up the house. And Song and Song's friend Rob and other guys, they're going to prepare the meals. And some other women said that we're going to bring the dessert and an appetizer here and there. And we are focused on the things what we are good at. Throughout my 3 years marriage life, so-called, I try to be equipped myself by others. You know, and how to be a good wife and provide a good kitchen ministry in the house. And then later on, 3 years of trying, I feel like that is too much consuming of me and not getting any joy out of it. Me being in the kitchen is a work, to be honest. It is not ministry. To be honest, I am not getting any joy out of the cooking ministry. I love to eat. I love to dine with the people. However, cooking, it is so stressful. And probably that is a passion of some other persons in this congregation, in your house. Some husband, they are the good cook and take over the kitchen ministry and provided amazing food. And a woman, you do not need to cook because you have amazing husband to provide and amazing children to provide. But is it the balance you need to be there? This spiritual good food God is talking about in here is a passion and purpose in life. We need both. We want both. Delight yourself in rich food, this amazing good spiritual food, which means whatever you are doing something, you're going to get joy out of something. What you are doing. That is called the passion. That is called the purpose, to be honest. When we are thinking about finding the purpose of life, we always look for this purpose in some other country, some other places, instead of looking at it within ourselves. But passage is clearly saying that if you are doing good and certain thing and getting joy out of it, that is a passion. Some of you love to hear and cheering people up in the church. That is your passion and your purpose. Instead of looking for something sophisticated about your life, life is simple. God created us in God's image. We do not need to look for something outside of us. Within us, already this passion and purpose is given. Simply, we need to listen to it. And then we ask, how do we find this passion and purpose of life? And then many, many books are available in the bookstore, in the bookshelf, and saying, this is the way you can find the purpose. That is a way to find the purpose. But still, people are wondering, how do I find this amazing, good spiritual food that will satisfy me, that will satisfy others because of me being satisfied? Passion and purpose. This question is answered by the verse 3 and 5. Let us read the verse 3 and 5 of Isaiah chapter 55. Let us read. Give ear and come to me. Hear me, that your soul may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you. My faithful love promise to God. We are... Well, we are mumbling. Let's start with the number 5, verse 5 right here. Surely you will summon nations you know not, and nations that do not know you will hasten to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel. For he has endowed... Here, for finding the passion and purpose, for finding this amazing good spiritual food, Isaiah is telling us, come and listen. Isaiah is not telling us, come and talk. Whenever we are meeting people, we are so into talking instead of listening. And then Isaiah is telling us, in order to find the purpose and the passion in your life, in order to find a good spiritual food, come and listen. In a Methodist church, there are 4 different ways to listening to God. Through the scripture reading, we are listening to the voice of God. Through the tradition we have, background we have, we are listening to God. Through the experience, we do listen to God. And also, through the reasoning mind, we do listen to God. In our Methodist church, we do. This is called the quadrilateral. It is a kind of guiding fact to discern the voice of God, hear the voice of God. Listen to the voice of God in the scripture. Listen to the voice of God around you. Listen to the fine voice of God within you. The journey of Lent we are in right now intentionally created the time to come and listen, to reflect our life at the light of Christ. Reflection time is intention. We are not just giving up the things for the giving up sake. We are giving up something during this Lenten season for reinforcing ourselves to be in a listening mode, emptying mode, so we can fill up our hearts with the presence of God. When King David came and listened to God, found the passion and purpose in life, found this good spiritual food in life, God made him a witness to the people, a ruler and commander of the people. He was delightful in his life, and he became a man after God's own heart. Are we listening? By coming and listening, we can be like King David in here. The good spiritual food God has prepared for us is different from each other. Like some people like a meat, some people like a veggie, some people like a fish, some people like other stuff, the noodles and rice, whatever. Is one spiritual food better than others? No. As long as it nourishes us and get joy out of this amazing food we are taking, everything is good. When we start to compare our food or compare our gifts and passion with other people, imposing other people to be like us, we are creating the firework around the holy dining table in relationship. Don't compare. You are who you are. You are uniquely, beautifully created in God's image and given the passion and a purpose for you. You and I are different person. And you and your spouse are different persons in the same house. There is a different diet that we are invited to partake. Each person has his own passion and purpose in life and feeds him well and makes him delightful. We do the things what we are good at instead of forcing ourselves. Have you tried to force yourself to do the things you are not good at? I have. For example, is cooking. I try and try. I do not get any joy out of the cooking ministry. Whenever people are bringing up something related to food, I do get nervous, to be honest. And if I have a, if I do not have a song available for the party I would like to host, I do get nervous. And before I invite people, I check song's calendar, make sure that he's available to provide good food for the gathering. That's his gift. My gift is open up the house. And one of the, my the passion or the gift I love to enjoy is hang out with the people. And it's talk about God and God's blessings. When I was little, I just lining up my Barbie dolls and I preaching at this Barbie dolls and tell about the amazing God's work in my life and tell my Barbie doll to go to church with me. So on Sunday, I dress up my Barbie doll and lighting up my Barbie doll in my backpack and go to church together, listen to the preachers, listen to the teachers. I love to do that. By my own desire, I do not want it to be in front of the people and talk. But because of the passion and joy I have to tell the story of the good news of Jesus Christ, every Sunday, I boldly stand in front of you, boldly sharing this amazing good news of Jesus Christ with you, for you to have a joy of salvation, joy no one cannot take. Talk about God, and sharing the love of God is my joy. Traveling around and all of the places is one of my joys too. With song, we love to travel around to witness the beauty of the country. Thanks be to God that song work for the airline industry to reduce the cost of it. And then we love it. I love it. There are some of the things that make you happier too. Name it. Just reinforce it. Do what you are good at. Instead of spending a bunch of the time and energy to do the things what you are not good at. And list one or two things that I do believe that every one of us in here is good at. What are those? Name it. Think through it. Reflect it. And practice on it. Our musicians in the church, they are so good with the instruments and making a music out of the instruments and the voice. They are bringing their gifts to God. How about you? What are you good at it? Some people are so good with the children. In this morning at 9 o'clock service, we have a children's choir singing in the church and praising God. Everybody is made by God and praising God. Susan Baroff and Jill Witness, they were coordinating these children and equip these children to make a joyful noise. I don't think that I can do that. They are so passionate about it. A lot of hours and energy they put it into it. Are they getting joy out of it? Yes, they do. If you pay me that $1,000 to do it, I don't think that I can do it. If I have to, I will do it, but I don't think that I will be productive like Jill and Susan Baroff with the children's choir. Because they are so passionate about it, so gifted at it. They are good at what they were doing. And through that, they're getting joy out of it. How about you? How are you doing with your life? Do you know what you are passionate about? Do you know the purpose of it? Do not make yourself sophisticated in here. God is a simple God. God loves you. God gave everything what you can enjoy in your life. The source of joy is already given to you. The gift is already given to you. This amazing spiritual good food is already prepared for you. But as we are told, you and I need to come and listen and taste it and experience it. And also verses 6 and 7, it talks about the limitation of this invitation. Let us read verses 6 and 7. Let us read together. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. My mother would not let me eat snack before the meal. God is saying, if you are coming to the table, you have to forsake your spiritual junk food. And you cannot bring your junk food to the table. You have to put it down. In the same way, we are called to repent of our sin and turn from it so that we can truly feast on the spiritual food God provided us. My mom always, wash your hand. Wash your face. Dust off your clothes before you come to the dining table. God is saying the same thing. If you wanted to fully enjoy the spiritual food, the passion and the purpose God giving you, clean up yourself when you are able to clean up. He says, seek to the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. This means the opportunity might not be there later on sometime. Today is the day to open up ourselves, cleanse ourselves in the blood, in the presence of God by the blood of Jesus Christ. Especially this Lenten season, you and I are invited into this cleansing period. Let go of our anxiety and worries and resentment. And then I'll apologize to God, apologize to myself, and apologize to others. Apologetic process is a Lenten journey for the cleansing of our soul, our mind, and body too. We have this great invitation during this Lenten season. Lenten season might not come for you next year. Probably today is the day. Last month, I did it about a 6th funeral service within a month. Can you believe that? Some people are somewhat expected to go heavenly home, but some persons are not. Unexpectedly, they went heavenly home. When I face in ministering to these people, I do say, today is the day. Here is a time. At this moment is a time to reconcile. At this moment is a time to say good things about our beloved ones around us. This moment is a time to give a hug to other people, to tell and show how much I am in love with you. At this moment is a time for you to say hello to your friend instead of waiting for next week or following week. Since you are waiting right now and hearing, why don't you turn around and say hello, say I love you to the person next to you. Let's do it. Ready? Go. This is the moment. For some, this is the moment that they are the first time hearing how much they are being loved by someone. Probably this is the moment, only moment that they can hear positive energy from other people with a loving word. This is the moment. Clean ourselves first before joining the table while we can. Like, life does not go on forever. We know that. Yes, we do have an eternal life. The earthly life we are experiencing right now is a glimpse of eternal life we are going to be having continuously in the heavenly kingdom. And yet there will be a transition we needed to make from earthly life to the heavenly life. So call, we needed to walk through the valley of shadow of death, according to the psalmist said. We are walked through the valley of shadow of death, not just dying. Dying. It's not our word. God is telling us we are to walk through the valley of shadow of death. God wants us to have a life. Where is the plan of God for you and me is having life, not death. But through the sin, disobedience, Because of the consequences of our free will through the disobedience, sin came into our life, and the consequences of sin is death. Because of that, Jesus came to us to save us, to restore our life, eternity, in the presence of God. The Lenten journey we are in right now is the acknowledging again, the moment to acknowledge that God's presence again and again to cleanse our souls and mind. Verse 8 and 9 talks about everyone is worthy to join this table. Let us read the verse 8 and 9 together. Ready? Go. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. 9. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Here, God is saying, you are amazingly valuable. The person you do not like right next door to your house is so valuable to God too. The person who is working right next to your desk at work, she or he is so valuable to God. No one is singled out for the invitation God is sending out to. Everybody is worthy. You do not need to be perfectly in a shape to join this dining table. And God is telling us right now that everyone is worthy of being sitting at the dining table, have this amazing, good spiritual food. Everyone has gifts and passion and the purpose of life God has given to us. Everyone has God's given gift and passion in life. So, come and listen. Be delighted in it. God has prepared the tables for you. If you and I want us to have a delightful life, we need to come and listen. May the God's invitation be landed in your life for you to respond by coming and listening all the way in your life.